Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, a pasta playlist, sock puppets, and Into Bud. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Here's a sneak peek at tonight's episode of Celebrity Virgins.
I can't believe I lost my hymen.
I'm sorry, Lolo. I know how much you cherished it. Heck, you kept yours way longer than most women do. It sure was in great condition.
That's what made it so valuable and precious. The Hyman Roth trading card from The Godfather Part 2 was the rarest one in my collection.
But look, you've still got Don Corleone, Michael, Sonny, Fredo. I mean, you've got Mo Green. That's super swell.
You're right.
Celebrity Virgins on Bob and Tom Television. It's not that sexy.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker is sitting in for Christy Lee today. We have Jess, of course, in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom, and she is about to take a little break and prepare some grilled cheese sandwiches. We've been discussing variations on grilled cheese for quite some time. Pat Godwin is over there. Willie G is over there. Now, I thought we'd get to a little bit of food real quick before we get to your favorite minor league baseball team.
All right.
This is killing me.
Jess, I know that you are an excellent cook.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I am. I'm
she really
very
is good. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She is very good. And there was a thing released last week, and I got this from Adweek magazine.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Barilla pasta?
I am. Yeah, you gave me the story. Yeah.
Oh, you got it? Okay, good. Yeah. Well, give it a quick read, and we'll tell you what's going on.
The pasta company Barilla has created a playlist that is designed to help you cook your pasta for just the right amount of time. Barilla has collaborated with Spotify to create a series of 8 playlists timed to correspond with the perfect cooking time for shapes including spaghetti, linguine, fusilli, and penne.
So you get the picture. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, you bring.
They've all got to. You don't. Because when you're cooking pasta, you forget.
Yeah, you don't pay attention. And then you got to throw it like against the wall. Have you guys done that?
Yeah.
And I tried to look that up, and I couldn't find anything under 90 pages explaining why it didn't work.
But this music thing is pretty cool because they use popular artists, and they also have some parody ones. There's actually a few songs by Weird Al Dente on there, and they're great.
Oh, how about him? Yeah, he's. Lesser known parodist, but still very strong.
Very niche parody. It's everything.
He's a little raw.
And you can use this for other things. You can do a whole ham. You can cook a ham. And you have to.
In a God of DeVita.
Yeah. Or just go watch The Irishman. And it should. So I thought, now, Pat, you have a friend with you in the room back. Who is that? I can't see. It's dark.
Come on, Infecto. They're calling for you.
Oh, it's Infecto Quarantini.
Hello, everybody.
everybody. Effecto Quarantino.
The last man about the carriage we can identify by name.
You don't need a popular song for the pasta. You need to know my mama's song. That's all you need to know to make the perfect pasta.
Okay. Oh, and God rest her soul.
I bring out my squeeze box, and here we go. Linguini fettuccine, 11 minutes to 13. Spaghetti vermicelli, 8 to 10, it's in your belly. Penne or rigatoni, 7 to 9, leave it alone. Anything over 15, your mama start a bitching. She say, fungala, you ruined the pasta. Stay out of my kitchen. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. What a song. Prego, prego, ragu.
Oh, thank you, Infecto.
That is such a great idea. That would work for so many different products. They should start lining up with specific songs.
I bet you could look harder and find some stuff like
Somebody's
that.
Probably got a turkey playlist for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Nice songs. Sure. Okay. Get cooking.
You could do it for road trips, too. Being like, hey, how long is it from here to Chicago? Being like, it's one national record, then you cry, then one more national record.
And you pull over and cry.
And then you cry and you hit the toll road, and then you're good to go.
Yeah.
And you hit the Dan Ryan and get out something really long.
Then you play Lakeshore Drive until you hit the city.
Then you play Traffic.
Hey, Traffic.
Oh.
Here we go.
Spaghetti time.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, Matt. Thank you. It's spaghetti time.
From the world of Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the Burlington Baseball Company unveiled their new brand.
Which Burlington is this?
Burlington.
The Coat Factory.
North Carolina. Burlington, North Carolina. Okay.
It's not. It's the Coat Factory.
Well, actually, you're on the right track.
No, I...
The team, of course, formerly known as the Royals, will now be known. I'm not making this up. This is absolutely happening. I ordered a sweatshirt and a hat last night.
Real quick, Chick. Yeah. Is it what Tom has suggested a minor league team do for the last year?
What did he suggest?
Go ahead and tell us the name.
The Burlington Sock Puppets.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. It is not. Murder Hornets is what Tom said.
Oh, Murder Hornets.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where do you get this merch? I think I'm going to get a... Do they have the three-quarter sleeve shirts?
They have a three-quarter. They have a hoodie. They have
look at these.
Funny.
This is right on my alley.
Sock puppets.
This is a nod to the Burlington Coat Factory and the Burlington, North Carolina textile industry.
It's so great.
Exactly right. The Burlington Sock Puppet. Whoever came up with this
and
is
it's everything
genius.
I like is where the team name has something to do with the local area.
Yep, that's what Anderson Rathburn, Sock Puppets general manager, says. We've always had someone else's name. We've always been named after Kansas City, the Burlington Royals. We've been named after Cleveland. And now we get to be named something after Burlington's community. I think there's a lot of pride we can take.
And there's pretty much no way anybody can complain about this, I hope.
Well, it looks a little...
Well, we are sock people.
Wait a minute, Jess almost had something.
What? It looks a little not like a sock.
Oh, penile?
Yeah. No, that's the first thing I thought when I saw it.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Well, that's on you.
Now I've got that in my brain.
No.
Is that what you thought of?
No. Yes, I did.
It's not the Red Hot Chili Peppers socks, Jesse.
I've never seen the male member take a right angle turn like that, three quarters of the way up.
Peronis.
It's pretty cool, though, especially because like Red Sox, White Sox is kind of playing off an old baseball thing. I think that's fun.
Oh, I think it's great.
The
longtime
mascot for the Burlington Royals, Bingo, will still be around.
All right.
But the team is adding a second mascot to coincide with the new brand.
No, I don't like this at all.
The Sock Puppets will reveal the new mascot in the coming months. The team will also have a naming contest, so fans will be able to vote for their favorite name for their new mascot.
Sock Puppets make me nervous. I'm always afraid they're going to tell on me. You don't know what he does to me.
Okay. Josh, you said it was going to be named Saki, right?
Thank God there are no t-shirt puppets.
You said the new mascot's going to be named Saki?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know that I saw Saki do stand-up last week?
Oh, really?
Wasn't very good. Saki bobbed.
Saki bobbed.
Really?
You gave me the green light, pal. I thought you gave me the green light.
Well, in this case, I trusted you.
To drive,
bro. Goodness.
Integrity in here,
all right,
okay?
Sorry. Okay, that's a great name. Why don't you like it, Jess?
I know I like it. I like the idea. I think it's great. I just see a peen every time I see it. Look at the logo.
Peen. Wow,
that is...
So when you take a Rorschach test every...
that's all it is.
Blotch.
Just penises.
Field of wieners.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Field of wieners.
Are you talking about those wiener note cards?
James Earl.
Probably have a hot dog. Good thing that looks
okay,
like.
Okay, well...
Hey, this hot dog looks like a sock puppet.
Okay. Well, that's a great name. Congratulations.
Isn't that amazingly wonderful?
That's cool.
Funny.
Very cool.
I was kind of hoping it was going to be the Mud Falcons.
Yeah. But,
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't
Yeah,
think
I don't
that,
think that's going
to
happen.
That's not in wide circulation.
We need to start our own softball team and be the Mud Falcons.
Yeah. Can we?
I'm sure there are quite a few out there now.
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should absolutely start a softball team, but we never play.
I like that.
We should have merch, hats, sweatshirts, and call ourselves the Mud Falcons.
We just cancel it.
I want to play.
There was that one year we got kicked out of the media league. There are apparently some problems.
Well, you punched Diane Reen.
Hey, when Tom's pitching, that inside of the plate belongs to him. I told her that.
I know.
I'm the catcher.
He tried to brush her off.
I think it helped her voice.
I'm giving her the sign. I'm giving Tom the sign.
Yep.
And Reen says to me, who does this punk think he is? And I said, all right, Tommy, bring the heat. Plunks her right in the brain.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Think of how many sock puppets they're going to sell at these games. Every kid's going to want one. Yeah, everyone will have one
right.
in their hand. It's a great idea.
And the margins have got to be high.
And a kid can make their own little mascot to take with.
There's going
to
be a lot
where
of
did you find
saying,
the? Where did you find, I'm trying to, where do you buy the hats?
BurlingtonRoyals.com or BurlingtonBaseball, something like that.com.
Okay.
Jess, if you're at a game and your kid wants to buy an official sock puppet sock, are you going to say, no, we have socks at home?
I absolutely will.
Right?
And I'll walk them right to the laundry room and say, see all these?
Have at it.
They don't have any matches.
Here's some glue and some googly eyes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, a very unusual request. A request for a news story.
Okay.
This comes to us from Thomas. He wants to hear the news story about the new test for COVID in China.
Oh, okay.
And then there's part of this request to ask is a request for me to do something. So go ahead.
I have
Wait a minute. Is it to give one of us the anal swab?
Well, get to the
anal swab.
Did Christy read that story last week?
Oh, yeah.
The essence of the story is...
Okay.
She could barely get through it. She was so excited.
I got to find this test.
COVID testing is pretty serious business. And I believe, am I correct in saying that the home COVID test is finally out?
I don't know if it's out, but it's on the way.
Yeah, I saw it on the news last night.
Yeah.
Okay. 15 minutes, yeah, boom.
There's a lot of stuff going on every day with this whole COVID thing, but obviously listen to the medical professionals, not us. The point is the...
What do you mean? Josh was pre-med. Come on.
The test for COVID, if anyone has had it, they get pretty deep into your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And at least that's the one that's currently out there. I don't know how this home one works. I haven't seen it. But in China, they're now doing it with an anal swab. So,
and they have a instructional session for the people who are going to have to be conducting the examinations. And they have a mannequin constructed.
Yes. And do you want to describe And the mannequin's wearing pajamas.
Yes. And the technician is inserting the swab where the anal swab goes. And the mannequin is, for some reason, they decided the mannequin is a male mannequin. And it's very
clear,
apparent that it is indeed a male mannequin.
Mm-hmm. So this is a thing, and
there's a teabag. Okay, there you go.
It's testicled. Yes.
Yes. The request was for me to go. It's in the butt.
What a menace!
So once again, this news story comes from the Agence France about the anal swabs.
Here's the news.
So whereas the normal swab goes in the nose, the anal swab goes.
It's in the butt.
What?
I don't know how that started, but man, it's beautiful.
Oh, so good.
Is that a Doc Whiskey original then?
Nope.
He just started saying it like that. We all died. Weekend.
Yeah. Hi, doctor. I'm here for my COVID-19 test.
Oh, okay. Would you prefer the original test or the other swab?
Well, the other one, I understand, goes in your butt.
No. Sir, that's right, but I...
nurse!
It sounds like you're affecting a voice there.
C-19, nurse! And don't wear a glove there, Sawbones.
Now you are Doc Whiskey.
Sawbones!
I told you he was coming around.
Civil War Doc. Dig around in there.
I don't think they've said Sawbones since the Model T, have they?
What does Sawbones mean?
Doctor.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah.
That was a slang term for a doctor a couple hundred years ago, I think. Now, Pat Godwin is over there. I can see him. Pat, I want you to do another song for us.
Alrighty.
What do you feel like doing over there? Because we could do your pubic tribute.
No, we've done that a lot.
This is my favorite ever. When these two want to do something, they have no idea.
The off-air meeting.
Something from the new album that you could conduct with your baton.
Jess has a suggestion. I think.
Do you have something about erection cream?
Give me 5 minutes and I will.
Well, we do have erection cream in the news, but in kind of a what you're not supposed to do with it, apparently.
Yeah, doctors are warning people against a new TikTok trend of plumping up your lips with erection cream.
Oh, boy.
User Jerry B. Maldonado posted the video explaining that he had gotten the idea from a movie and wanted to try it himself.
Hey, I'm Jerry Maldonado.
Jerry B.
Here's what you do.
He then slathers the cream on his lips and waits several minutes until the cream begins to burn before wiping it off. If it burns on your lips, why would you put it on your...
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Maybe why'd you put it on your sock puppet?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Presumably it must be a different kind of skin. I've never...
Apparently it works because he had noticeably fuller lips and says, I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. However, dermatologist Dr. Hadley King warned that the skin on your lips is more sensitive than other areas.
Hadley King.
And applying a topical, what is this? Vasodilator? Vasodilator could cause painful blistering.
Oh my gosh.
So this is designed for the male member. This is not like a delay thing. This is a...
I didn't know that there was a cream that worked instantaneously.
I didn't either.
Mm. Well, but, I don't... There's no physiological process your body goes through.
The dermatologist also says that there is a chance of accidentally consuming the cream, which could have adverse health effects.
Also, you don't want to get it in your eyes. You'll be cockeyed.
No doubt of that.
Yeah. I think cockeyed is the funniest word.
It's silly.
Well, look at her. She's cockeyed.
Two body parts jam up together.
Look at that girl at the bar. She's cockeyed.
But I think Jess makes a good point. If this stuff is going to cause danger to your skin on your lips, wouldn't it?
Well, they say that the skin on your lips is very similar to the skin on your...
I'm taking this one step farther.
Okay.
Okay, if you've got it on your part, theoretically, once you have achieved the effect, the desired effect, wouldn't that be then being applied... second-handedly
this
to the lady?
Like sounds like a win-win to me.
I don't know.
It's
going to burn your flesh.
Right.
First of all, taking your medical advice from TikTok probably is a general rule a bad idea. Right. You might want to consult a medical professional. I'm just saying. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but don't listen to us
or the
average person on TikTok.
Especially.
I am not familiar with this product. I didn't know there was such a thing.
I didn't know. I know like other creams that you can use. They say you can put hemorrhoid cream under your eyes for under eye bags.
Mm-hmm.
There's different uses.
Again, you got to be careful with that. Then you're going to get...
Well, then what?
But you're going to get butt eyes.
Brown eyed
girl.
Ass face.
My blue eyes brown.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back in, into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.